need to be able to talk to people not only here in the Southeast Texas area, but all over Texas, actually all over the world, especially when it comes to really neat inventions and products. Found one a few months ago, and I talked about this, and I believe I showed it off in one of the segments that I did on Great Day Houston. But I wanted to hit it again now that the new year is here. And this is for people who have issues with hair. Oh, I could do an entire two-hour show on hair because I got some hair. If you have some issues reaching certain parts of your body, men and women, there is a device out of a Texas creator, a Texas-based company. It is called Giraffe, Giraffe Bath and Body. The inventor himself, the man who is just roaming the country, continue to talk about it, promoted. His name is James Smith, and he is spending a few minutes with me today. Good afternoon. How are you, James?
Doing well, Michael. Thanks for having me.
Former firefighter. Tell me again how in the world you came up with the concept of this Giraffe Bath and Body, which is a razor extension handle. I mean, is this what firefighters do? They just, you know, sit around doing nothing when there's no fire?
Well, we sometimes do sit around doing nothing for quite a while, but we have to be prepared, you know?
Sure, have to.
This was just something that my, you know, this is me and my wife, Catherine, and my friend Jeff. The three of us just kind of came together on something. We wanted to come up with something that we could turn into a business and have some fun with at the same time and help some people out. And as we kept developing this, that's what it turned into. We originally thought of the idea for pregnant women to use during their second and third trimester. And when they have problems bending over and their center of gravity is off and their back hurts and just all the different ailments that come with that. And it turned into helping all sorts of women. We had a write-up in Arthritis Today magazine from the Arthritis Foundation about women who had arthritis. And we've had emails from women who have had back surgery and hip and knee replacement and all sorts of things. So
let me explain what it is a little bit more. The Giraffe, what it is, it's a razor extender slash extension handle. And as I read the website here, it's designed to customize the length and angle of your disposable, maybe reusable razor. And I know you talk about initially is for women's shaving accessories. I was talking to you, and I think maybe the guys who are helping you out with the PR, and the first question they had, because they were trying to pitch it to me and sell it to me, it's, you know, Michael, you're a man. He goes, so how do you shave your back? I'm like, whoa, dude, man, that's a little too personal. But there are people who may have to, male or female, have to reach some kind of crazy places. I mean, is this an angle that you're marketing to also towards men?
Well, you know, we are. Men can use it. Mm-hmm. We're not focusing our marketing efforts on that.
Yeah.
Because it's just a smaller niche and a smaller group of, you know, people that are going to be using it for that. But we actually have had a lot of men buy it, and we actually have a lot of women buy it for that because they're tired of shaving their boyfriend or husband's back, you know, and doing those things. So it definitely does work for that.
The design is neat. I'm holding one right here. It's a telescoping handle, and it extends really the length of your razor an additional, well, I guess it goes up to maybe, what, 20 inch or so, and that really it benefits. And I can understand how the initial concept, if, you know, a female is pregnant, you don't need to bend at your waist or put yourself in an awkward position in order to shave all your, you know, hard-to-reach areas.
Yeah, that's for sure. And, you know, I actually just got an email recently from a lady who had tried it out, and she's only 5 foot tall. But she said she can definitely see how this would help with someone who was tall and really had problems. But even at 5 foot, she found it very useful. So it can really be used by anyone. And they don't have to have all these ailments, you know. You know, our product has a universal design, so it's really made and designed with everyone in mind. So if someone has a sports injury or they have a back problem or they've had back surgery or they have one of these chronic conditions, the first thing they want to do is get back to doing things themselves. So even if they go through rehab or they have a caregiver, that's what they all say is, you know, get me back to where I can do this myself. I want my dignity. I want my self-worth, I want my independence back. Whatever you need to do to show me how to do that, that's what I want to do. And so that's what this product does, is there, you know, it gives them those things back so that they can do it themselves. And it also helps if you don't have any of these problems to prevent some of these injuries. You know, bending at the waist puts undue stress on the back anyway. It's something that you really shouldn't be doing on a day-to-day basis if you don't have to. So even if you're just healthy and having fun taking a shower all the time, it's not real easy to shave your legs anyway. So if you don't have a place to put your foot up on a step or something like that in the shower, this can be useful for that. So it's really just for anyone who wants to make shaving more comfortable and more safe. You can keep both feet on the ground and safely shave your legs.
Keep your feet in the ground and keep reaching for that giraffe razor extender. His name is James Smith. He is based up in the North Texas area. He is the inventor, and you're really doing well. You're actually traveling the country. We were talking before we turned the microphone on. You're doing the morning shows all across
the
country.
Yeah, we just did a morning show, Central Valley Today morning show out in Fresno, which is a pretty good-sized market. You know, it's the fifth largest city in California. We're doing a Tucson on Friday. We're in talks now. I've actually just been emailing it up until this morning with a couple of the reality stars out there that are interested in campaigning for us and kind of being an advocate for what we do. Sorry, I just dropped something there. We're moving forward. We have a lot of coals on the fire, and we're trying to get the word out, like you said.
Let me ask you this, and this is kind of a benefit to a lot of our listeners, because over the years, people have ideas. They're great ideas. They're wacky ideas turn into great ideas, and the whole thing. And people ask me, Michael, where do you start? I mean, I have an idea. And, you know, I have to sit there and go, well, I have to, you know, I have to sign some sort of a legal release, you know, so I can give you some advice. But there's everything from ideas to actually patents to putting it on the market. What advice as an entrepreneur, and let's just take this particular product, the giraffe, you know, bath and body, how do you get to concept to physical production to distribution? I mean, give me some quick tips for the listeners.
Well, you know, gosh, I wish I knew some real quick tips, because I've been working on this for 6 or 7 years. If someone does have those quick tips, please let me know. But, you know, it's really for us, but you're right. There's concept and there's ideas, and then there's actually building a company from that idea. So some people come out and they say, I have this great idea. And there are people out there that have great ideas, and what they typically will do is sometimes they'll just go out and get patent after patent after patent, and try to sell those patents. And that's what their business is selling patents and ideas. The other way to do it is what we did is you come up with an idea, you do apply for patents, you start, you know, getting your LLCs in order and getting your lawyers together and getting all your stuff on paper so you can be a legal entity. And then it's, you know, you have to go out and find someone for us, because we have an actual, product. Something tangible, we had to go out and get a prototype done, a non-working prototype, and they have to do computer work and 3D CAD work and basically engineer your product in the virtual world so that then you can take all that information and take it to a company that can tool and produce your product into a working prototype. And then those working prototypes have various levels of completion until you come up with what you want to sell and what your vision was. Now you have that, and you're now, after all this, after spending all this time and money, now all you've done is put yourself in a position to make an order from that factory so that you now have product to sell. So now you have to come up with that money, or you have to go out and get pre-sales, and doing that means, you know, promoting your product like this, talking to guys like you and find people who have somewhat of the same vision, or at least have a little bit of passion and motivation behind what you're doing or who you're helping. And you got to get other people talking about your product other than just you.
It's about the buzz. It is buzz,
you know,
indeed.
And then you never know what's going to light that flame or spark the fire. But once it happens, then you'll know.
You really will. No, I mean, you've got to listen. I'm a marketing guy. You have to have that great product. You have to have that good sales point. You also have to have that distribution. And you got to have that buzz there. And you have to have a product that people need. I think you're hitting on all those cylinders right now. We're going to try to help you create a little buzz, because I tell you what, if you're cool with it, I'd like to give one away to my listeners right now. One of the giraffe bath body. You cool with that?
Fantastic. Of course I am. Sure.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. For all listeners out there, I don't care where you are. You could be in the Southeast Texas, Houston area. You could be anywhere in the country on iHeartRadio. We're going to take the ninth caller right now, 713-212-5950, 713-212-5950. You can find the product. You see it. It's giraffebathandbody.com, where you could purchase them yourself right there. You also, James, you got some distribution on Amazon.com, which is great.
Yeah, we're doing great on Amazon. We have a few different distributors. We will slow down on a few of the distributors that we allow to sell our product, although they're all great. Mm-hmm. But if it's easy for people who have already signed up, they have the Prime accounts, and it's just easy for them to shop on Amazon, then by all means, go to Amazon. The customer service is great. The product ships right out, and you'll have it. And if you'd rather use a PayPal or a credit card or something, then just go to our website, and we'll ship it right out.
How about that? Anybody? I got Michael in here. He's getting ready to pick up the phone. He's going to get the correct caller. This is neat stuff. It says giraffebathandbody.com. Go to Amazon.com, buy these things for that clean, smooth shave where the sun don't shine. Let's put it that way. All right, we got a break over here. We're going to go find out.